You're listening to Naya Music Online Radio, the sweet sound of Afrofusion. Stay tuned.
Naya Music Radio.
This is Nanaya Kelly's live show.
Hello, everyone. This is Naya Music Radio. And today, every Thursdays, we've got the Nanaya Kelly Show. Guys, I'm so excited today. Guess who we got in our studio today is OB1 OBI. So, OB, can you like introduce yourself to our guests?
Hello, everybody. My name is OB1.OBI, and I just came out with my new single, No Breaks, literally yesterday.
Well done, OB1, OBI. So, OB1, I hope you don't mind me calling you OB1.
That's
but
fine.
Your new artist name is OB1.OBI.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit, before we get into the No Breaks, because we're going to talk about all your previous singles, and then we're going to hit on your new release, No Breaks.
Yes.
So before we get into that, can you tell us about your name change? Because you did have like Sammy Smack, and then you had OB1, and now you're OB1.OBI. Tell us more about that transition.
So the transition was because first I wanted to do Sammy Smack because mm-hmm. my first name is Samuel.
Yeah.
And I didn't get smacked, but I would usually like smack, like I would like, you know, rap, and I would be like I'm smacking on the beat. That's basically what it meant.
Okay.
And then OB1, I had to change it because of copyright claims.
Yeah.
You know, with like Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi, so it was all clear with that.
Yeah.
So I just changed it to OB1.OBI.
Wow, that's good. It's a nice name. It's a good, unique name.
Yes.
And so OB1, you're in the studio of Naya Music Radio.
Yes, I am.
And you're being interviewed today by your very own mama.
Yes.
So I have the privilege of having an exclusive interview with OB1 OBI. So, OB1, so I think what I'd like to do is to just explore a little bit about your generation.
Yep.
Before we get into the music side of things. And actually, it's very related to the music because with the generation today, it's an either or. But what we're doing here is we're trying to mesh everything together so we give you the greatest opportunity. Can you sort of explore some of the ideas that you have and explore or express some of the reasons why you think the path you're taking, which is going with your music career as well as attending university, is very important to you?
So it's very important to me because it's actually pretty easy. It's actually very easy for me because one, even though I'm in university, I'm studying music production. So that is one big thing that's going to really help me
help me thrive
through in the music industry. And I'm also doing music business so I can understand the music business world. And so I don't, you know, get scammed or get caught up in any of the music industries, like, you know, bad people that are there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's also like, is balancing making music and balancing university is very easy.
It is. Yeah.
Very easy.
Okay. So you think it's going to be easy for anyone that chooses that path?
Well, I'm not going to... Well, for me, it's easy, but I can't speak for other people.
Yeah.
But if you, like, if you have a determination and if you have the strength and the will to do it, then it will be pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we always say, you know, whatever you do, do it well.
Yes.
Regardless of what you choose to do in life, do it well. Be focused and do it well. Okay. Good. So what do you think are the pains of the Gen Z generation? Like, you're doing this career in music and you're doing your degree, but that's kind of like a unique situation, I would assume.
Yeah.
So what are the kind of things that you think is the pain point of the Gen Z generation, and what do you think could be ideas or things that you can say to them, like even a fellow artist, that you can say to them to help them to relieve them from this, the pain, and sort of kind of balance life, as it were. And it may be, you know, you can touch on things that are actually affecting artists, maybe money, maybe, you know. So, yeah, let me let you take the floor.
Well,
on that.
One thing is for sure that there are a lot of like people my age, we like to post on Instagrams and all that stuff. But the thing is that we like, I guess we're kind of lazy with it sometimes. And we don't really show, like, you know, like, we don't really, like, it seems like we don't want to do it, but we actually do.
Yeah.
But it's like, we show, like, I'm trying to find a word, but I can't find it now. It's okay. But, yeah, and also, another thing is that we like, music-wise, we all sound the same. Most of us sound the same.
Yeah.
Especially the guys, and especially my type of genre,
yeah,
it sounds the same, and it's not mixed with like different stuff, you know.
Yeah,
like it's cool to like have a good genre, but don't make it sound the exact same as somebody else.
Yeah,
because be unique. Yeah, that's another struggle with my generation. We like to copy each other and like follow in our footsteps, and also AI as well. There's a lot of like AI stuff. Like, I mean, AI is good to an extent.
It is, yeah,
but it's like, we need to
be original.
Yeah, be original. Don't use AI. Like, think about something yourself. Think about how you're gonna, you know, how you're gonna write this piece, how you're gonna, like, because with freestylists, like, back in the day, like for example, Skepta, he did not write a single thing. Like, he wrote stuff for himself, but he didn't write anything for anyone else, only for himself. He didn't have to use a computer and be like, you chat to you, be like, yo, write me up some freestyle lyrics or something like that. No, he wrote everything by himself.
I think most of the sort of older generations, but slightly older than the Gen Zs, maybe the Millenniums, and even some of the Gen X, did, especially when the Gen X actually did most of their original writings. I don't think ChatGPT just came out like less than about 2 years ago or so. So you can imagine all the fantastic music we have in Afrobeat, Afrofusion, Amapiano, all written by original writings, which is really good and very authentic. Okay, so that sounds really, really good. So what I want to do now, I want to take a break, and I want to play one of your songs. What songs would you play?
I think the first song you could play is Coast to Coast.
Okay, so let's do Coast to Coast, and then we can get back to sort of the planning and the creation of Coast to Coast and see how that went. So guys, stay tuned. This is Obi-Wan OBI on Coast to Coast.
This is Breezy. On your first ever piece. Nenaya Kelly. Kaije. Imakonyembo.
Coast to coast, I mean the boast, but I'm doing the most. I'm the one got chose, I'm still in school, they say I'm the GOAT. Pink King's blowing up my phone, telling leave me alone, I've been in my zone. Been going up like John Downs, they wanna clone and bite when I'm on. I send with like Migos, watch me take off in a jet. My life is a movie, I'm the star and you upset. Young destined for greatness, I think that's why they upset. Even if you don't like it, you still gotta pay respect. You still gotta pay respect. I got a check, so I'm gonna flex. They talk about a kid, they know that I'm next. Hoping I fall off, just save your breath. I spent that check on my eyes on my neck. Who can I trust with different success? Keep me up, I give you a rest. But I'm counting UCDs overseas. Got the money for me, show me please. Do it all for the shows like me. Cause I'm my god, chip to tease. So I ain't do nothing for free. Bought me in a club, pay a fee. I'm going up in 2023. It's my year, I'm making it clear. VVX, my next, my eight. They can't hate me, now they all cheer. No competition, I got no fear. I'm not a rookie, I've been up here. I see all my visions clear. Only 16 fly coast to coast. I mean the most, but I'm doing the most. I'm the one got chose, I'm still in school. They say I'm the GOAT. Hang things blown up my phone, tell leave me alone, I've been in my zone. Been going up like John, now they wanna clone and bite when I'm on. Passing with amigos, watch me take off in a jet. My life is a movie, I'm the star and you upset. Young destined for greatness, I think that's why they upset. Even if you don't like it, you still gotta pay respect. I'm the chosen one, my mother's only son. You in the future, you gotta show me some. I've got too much on the line to be wasting my time. Have to sit with the runs on the stem and the grind. I may be young, but a lot on my mind. He's gone to the vineyard, now is my time. Hey, tell a man then back off of me. See, I'm hot and now they're salty. I made the best of what I got, so I know you cannot fault me. Before you call me to perform, make sure you can afford me. Feel like graduation, Kanye did it for the glory.
You're listening to Naya Music Online Radio, the sweet sound of Afrofusion. Stay tuned.
Naya Music Radio.
This is Nenaya Kelly's live show.
Song Coast to Coast. Yeah. So guys, so tell me more about Coast to Coast. Tell me how you know, that song was written. Was it written by you? I know I had a little bit of influence in it because I featured in it, Nenaya Kelly, your mama. But tell me a little bit more about Coast to Coast and why you were sort of happy to sing that song.
Well, one thing is for sure, it's a very braggadocious song, you know? Mm-hmm. It's very, like, self-centered, I would say that. But it's good, though. It's good. It's a very good song, you know? And my mom, the person I'm sitting next to you right here.
Hello.
Who is also featured in the song, says a very powerful line that is.
Sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
Imakwonyembo. And Imakwonyembo means, do you know who I am?
So it's really a braggadocious
song. Very braggadocious, like, do you know me? And it's very powerful as well. It's like, it's very uplifting.
Yes.
Because that song's not just supposed to be about me, for say. When you listen to it, it's supposed to make you feel as if you're the one that's going to be doing the great things, as if you're going to be carrying your family's legacy, carry, like, the whole world on your back, basically.
Yeah, we don't want to be doing that. Because you carry the whole world on your back will get very, very heavy and, you know, burdensome. But yeah, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. But yeah, well said. So I enjoy doing that song Coast to Coast. Because another thing is because you sort of live between two big continents,
yeah.
The US and the UK. You do a lot of work in the UK, you go to school. I mean, you do a lot of work in the US and you go to school in the US.
Yep.
And then you come home to the UK and still do some work and stuff and spend time with family.
Yes.
On both sides. So that's good. So I guess another question I wanted to ask, which I'm sure a lot of people want to know, is how do you feel working with your mom? How do you feel working with me on music? On our radio, Naya Music Radio, you've got your own show on Saturdays. How do you feel about that? Because a lot of Gen Zs, millennials, and even my generation, I think the Gen X, I'm in between the Gen X. I'm not going to tell you guys how old I am, but yeah, I'm in the Gen X. And how do we really didn't like doing stuff with our parents. So tell me more about that, and how do you feel? Is it because of the way I am, or is it because, you know? Tell me more. I want to feel good about it.
So I'll say one thing for sure. It's very stress free. I would say that because you
giving myself a tap on the back.
You also very like you guide me in the right direction. you know, yeah. Like, and you're always there, so I can lean on you for support. I do stuff by myself.
Yeah,
but I do like to sometimes ask her for help, because she knows, you know, how I sing, how I rap, how I sound. So I ask her for my opinions, or is this lyric okay for me to sing? You know, let her know. You know, and plus she's my manager as well.
Hey, yes,
so,
I am.
So that's also good. And yeah, she's a very good person. You know, she's very, very calm. Very, very, very well going. Yeah.
I think just on that, Obi-Wan, I think it's really good for, regardless of whether it's your parent or somebody that actually supports you, it gives you an uplift. You know my story. I started music in university, studied music for 2 years, and I was really in the depth of it. It was mezzo-soprano opera. And I had no support. I had his grandpa, my dad, say, go and do music, go and study music. My dad encouraged me to do music, but he wasn't there to give me that support. So I made a point that I would definitely be, and I love music. I'm an artist myself. And I thought I'd pull him in. And he loves it. He loves music. So I said, hey, why not? You know, and I'll be there to support him in anything he's doing. And that's why I like people like Burna Boy's mom, Bosse. She's fantastic. She's just on the right track. And he actually does nothing without her say-so. But yeah, so I'm here to support, and I'm happy that you're in agreement with me doing that. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Okay, so now you guys got your little answer there about mommy and son. So let's get on back to Obi-Wan's music. So Obi-Wan, let's take a little break. And let's do another nice song for our audience. What other songs should we do for them?
I think I'm going to do, let me see, Miss You. Miss You.
Miss You. Okay, guys. This is Miss You by
Obi-Wan. Butterflies every time in my bed, and you be the first one I wanna see in the morning. Anytime you need me, girl, just call. I go pick up. I'll be just right there, only one call. I go take off. 'Cause I miss your laughter and your loving ways. My heart to beat for you alone every single day. Your touch is what I'm craving. Your love is what I need. Without you, my heart is empty, and my soul. I'm searching for a feeling that only you can give me. Without you, my heart is bound to live. In this dark and lonely night, I'll be calling.
If you need me now, I'll be there. Just like the sun, you light my day. Running through my mind every night and day. Feeling so high like Mary Jane.
If you need me now, I'll be there. Just like the sun, you light my day. Running through my mind every night and day. Feeling so high that Mary Jane.
Girl, I miss you, miss you. Girl, I need you, need you. No, we've got some issues. Can we settle, settle? I go make you mine. I've been praying for a sign. You did blow my mind. Now you go be my wife. Love the way you whine. Better be rewind. Love you for life. Our love is divine, yeah. If you need me now, I'll be there. Just like the sun, you light my day. Running through my mind every night and day. Feeling so high like Mary Jane.
If you need me now, I'll be there. Just like the sun, you light my day. Running through my mind every night and day. Feeling so high than Mary Jane.
Girl, I miss you, miss you. Girl, I need you,
still need you. No, we've got some issues. Can we settle, settle?
To Naya Music Online Radio, the sweet sound of Afrofusion. Stay tuned.
Naya Music Radio.
This is Nenaya Kelly's live show.
Wow, that is fantastic. The one, the OVI. I love Miss You. Tell me a bit more about Miss You.
Miss You is a very romantic song. You know, I didn't make it for anyone specific. So if you guys are thinking that, no.
You're free to talk.
No, I just made it because, you know, I wanted to try something new. You know, I wanted to try a love song, you know. And yeah, just wanted to try something new.
Yeah, sounds really good. Yeah, I thought that was a nice song. I thought it was a good move to do that. And it was supposed to be part of an EP. Because you were going to...
It was going to be part of my high school graduation EP. I had tons of songs, actually.
Yeah.
But I decided, you know what? Let me release them one by one. You know?
So you changed direction from last year's concert.
Yes.
Yeah, because you had... Obi-Wan had a launch concert for his EP. But ended up not releasing that.
Yeah, but... don't worry. You guys will get some very good songs soon. Don't worry.
Good. Yeah, so Miss You is a really nice romantic song. We loved it. So any ladies in the horizons, any ladies, I mean, any girlfriend in the horizon?
No.
You're focused, huh?
Yep.
Very focused. That's good. Good. I think mama's where we want to hear that for the moment. When your son or daughter is focusing in uni and career, you know, let's keep it at that level for now. There's no rush in life. So, yeah. Good. So, that's a great one. Okay. So, we have some more songs that we're going to get through. But before I get to that, I just wanted to say, what are the things that you like to do? What are your favorite hobbies? Apart from music, what are things... What else do we know about Obi-Wan, OBI? Tell us more about his hobbies and things that you... maybe you have license for, you're good at, and, you know, tell us more.
So, funny thing, I basically do everything. So, my mom, ever since I was a kid, she's always put me in extracurricular activities, clubs, stuff outside of school.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to scuba dive, I know how to skydive, I know how to... fish.
I know
how to fly a helicopter, fly a plane.
Yeah.
I know how to what's it? Bow and arrow. I know how to shoot arrows.
Yeah, that's
I know how to what else? Well, I know how to do judo. I used to do judo for a little bit. I do wrestling now.
Yeah.
I also did a little bit of boxing as well. And with the sports as well, I did rugby.
Yes, we did.
I did American football.
Mm-hmm.
I did regular football.
It never ends, does it?
Football. I also did swimming, cricket.
Well, you're a scuba diver, so you
can tennis, badminton.
So you did the whole works.
The whole works.
But what are the things apart from music? What are other things? One thing that you love to do.
I love to cook. I would say. I love to cook.
Yeah, you attempted a YouTube cooking channel, didn't you, when you were 8 years old?
Yes, I did.
Very, very good. That's really good. And then also, I guess another question I had, because you talked about Skepter earlier on in the call, and we talked about, you know, some of the older generation artists and how authentic they are. Who are your favorite artists, and in what genres?
So... in my plug and B genre, I have Boof Peck Mookie is my top one. Then it's Summers and it's Autumn. Mm-hmm. If for my American guys, if you know who that is, you'll know. for my UK rap, UK drill, I have Skepta, Jamie, Blanco, Nems, Samrex, also Bawar, and Nux as well.
Wow.
And for my Afrobeats, try this. I have Burna Boy, Rem. I'm not really a big Rema fan, but I listen to Rema.
Yeah.
Burna Boy. Who else? Wizkid.
You used to like P Square a lot.
Alamide, P Square. Flavor, of course, for my oldies over there. Odumudu Black.
Odumudu Black.
Yes, Odumudu Black. Gabzy.
Yeah,
Melvito, Ajay Butter.
Those are the key Ajay Butter, yes.
And Yemi Alade, Tiwa Savage, Tenny. And that's it.
Yeah, and
Tems? And Tems, of course. Tems
is your favorite.
Of course, Tems.
Tems is in the house. Tems.
Tems, big up Tems.
Big up Tems, Tems, Tems. Okay. So that's really good. So you've got the whole lot of artists that you look up to and that you really like, which is really, really good. Because you really need inspiration. And we all in arts, in the creative industry, we're there to inspire one another and just encourage one another. Good. So do you have anything you want to mention to the audience listening to you now? Do you have any other extra things you want to talk about? I have one or two more questions to go, but I thought I'd give you the floor.
So, yes, it is true. I am releasing I've released a new song. It's called No Breaks. It is out everywhere. It was released, I'll probably say it was released on Saturday.
Yeah,
and it's released everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, everywhere. So go listen to it.
Go stream it.
Go play it. I really appreciate you guys for the support and everything.
Yes.
And I'm also releasing another.
Oh. Ooh.
Another song.
I'm waking up late, trying to find my way, trying to keep my cool, trying to keep my faith, no time to take no breaks, that's what they say, gotta be more than just okay, gotta win this race. I'm waking up late, trying to find my way, trying to keep my cool, trying to keep my faith, keep no my time faith. To take no breaks. That's what they say, gotta be more than just okay, gotta win this race. I'm sitting in class like I'm learning about math. Problems I don't have, that's moving me off track. All girls in the hallway, got my heart racing. Gotta keep it calm, cause I don't do the chasing. But we be texting long nights, showing how our day was. I be taking long flights and focus on the big chart. You be on my mind, every time I land. It's hard to find the tongue, so I hope you understand.
I'm waking up late, trying to find my way. Trying to keep my cool, trying to keep my faith, keep no my time faith. To take no breaks. That's what they say, gotta be more than just okay, gotta win this race. I'm waking up late, trying to find my way, trying to keep my cool, trying to keep my faith, keep no my time faith. To take no breaks. That's what they say, gotta be more than just okay, gotta win this race.
I love it. No breaks. And I did help you out with that production as well, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah. You did. Yes.
So what genre is No Breaks?
So No Breaks is Afro. It's like Afrobeat. No, it's like Plug and B Afro kind of.
Plug and B. Okay. Yeah.
Mainly fucking
is it more like a rap singing?
More like a rap song, yeah.
Yeah. So can you tell people a little bit about Plug and B, and then tell people about No Breaks, what it means, and then tell people about the genre Plug and B, because that's actually a new genre, isn't it?
So No Breaks is a Plug and B song, and it is more or less about just grinding and trying to make it and trying to do the best you can, you know, just trying to, like, no breaks, like, literally, no sleep, no rest, keep grinding 24/7, and let's get on to it, you know. And Plug and B, it is a genre that's basically, like, it's kind of like R&B, well, it's kind of like R&B, but it's, like, rap, and,
it's like, always chilled.
Yeah, it's chilled out rap, but it's, like, sometimes it can be, you know, very, like, loud and all that stuff, but it's mainly chilled out and just calm and just nothing too crazy.
Yeah, that's good. It was a really good song. I loved it. So well done. It's not actually, for me, it's an encouraging song.
Yes,
you know, don't take any breaks, keep going. Obviously you have to rest, but it's just about keep going, keep doing it, you know, don't sit down and wait for a while. That's what I got out of it anyway. So I think I even got some other people that have also made those comments and said, I'm going to get my teenager to listen to this song. So yeah, great song. So Obi-Wan, we're almost coming to the end of our show. So before I ask you, I have two more questions for you. One is, where can we find Obi-Wan OVI online?
So you guys can find me on Facebook, TikTok at Obi-Wan.OBI. Official, and Instagram is still in progress because we did lose it, but we're trying to get it back, so don't worry, Instagram will be up in like a few days, I should say, or a few weeks. But yeah, Facebook, TikTok, go follow me there, obi1.obi.official.
And then you've got a website where
and I've also got a website which is called obi1.obi.
Is it dot?
.com.
Is it dot? Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
-.
Obi.com.
Say it again so people can make sure they...
Obi-Wan. -obi.com. So go check that website out. Go show some love. And Nobi419 pre-save will probably be there. Like, just like how No Breaks was. And yeah, go show some love. Go show some support.
Yeah.
Remember, I love you. I love you all, guys.
Yeah. Good. Before you tell them you love them. Do you have any show stuff coming up?
I do. I do have some shows coming up either next
month.
Call
them gigs. Yeah.
Yeah, the little gigs. Mm-hmm. Yes. Either next month or this month.
So you've got some gigs next month.
I've got some gigs.
But they can check out your event on your Obi-Wan. -obi.com.
Yes.
They can go to your events page and they can see all the dates.
Yes.
The
yes.
venues. And also you have to have a ticket. It's free. All the gigs are going to be free attendance, but you must have a ticket to come in.
You must have a ticket. Yes.
Perfect. Good. So this was a fantastic interview with Obi-Wan.obi. I'm just trying to think. I was just thinking there was probably one or two more things I wanted to ask, but it's left my head now. I can't remember what it was. But guys, I'm going to play again, No Breaks. And after No Breaks, I'm going to give you a special sneak preview into Nobi 419. So you just hear it one time, and then it's going to drop on the, 1st of July?
Yes, 1st of July.
1st of July. So thank you for being here in the studio, and watch out for Obi-Wan Obi's Eye Afrobeat R&B show on
Obi-Wan
every
Saturday.
Yeah.
From 6 a.m. to
4 a.m.
Sunday.
Good. So this is Naya Music Radio on the Nenaya Kelly Show. Guys, if you're an artist and you love your Afrobeat music, Amapiano, Afro-French, Afro-Latino, guys, send in your tracks. Go to NayaMusicRadio.com. www.nayamusicllc.com. I know that's a long one, but just Google Naya Music Radio and you'll be able to go to our website and drop us your songs. We'll be playing it on the right genre. On Mondays, we've got Afro-French. On Tuesdays, we've got Amapiano. On Wednesdays, we've got Afro Beats. On Thursdays, we've got Nenaya Kelly Show. And we play majority female Afrobeat artists, new artists like Obi-Wan, OBI. We do interviews. We have an interview next week with Ren, another fantastic artist. She's just released a song called Tente. So same time next week, we're going to have an interview with Ren on the 18th of July. And then on Fridays, we've got Afro Latino. And Saturdays, we've got Afro R&B by Obi-Wan OBI. Sorry, I just have to say Afro Latino is by Shroomy Beats. And the Afro French is by DJ Nats. And on Sunday, for us Lord Believers, we've got gospel, Afrobeat gospel on the spin. So Naya Radio Music, Naya Music Radio is bringing it all to you. Download the app on the Apple Store and the Google Store. Play it on your phones. It's only $2.99, one-off payment, no subscription. Or you can listen free on our website. So guys, peace out.
You're listening to Naya Music Online Radio, the sweet sound of Afrofusion. Stay tuned.
Naya Music Radio.
This is Nenaya Kelly's live show.
I'm waking up late, trying to find my way, trying to keep my cool, trying to keep my faith, time to take no breaks, that's what they say, gotta be more than just okay, gotta win this race. I'm waking up late, trying to find my way, trying to keep my cool, trying to keep my faith, time to take no breaks, that's what they say, gotta be more than just okay, gotta win this race.
I'm sitting in class like I'm learning about math. Problems I don't have, that's moving me off track. Got girls in the hallway, got my heart racing. Gotta keep it calm, cause I don't do the chasing. But we be texting long nights, showing how our day was. I be taking long flights and focus on the big chart. You be on my mind every time I land. It's hard to find the tongue, so I hope you understand.
I'm waking up late, trying to find my way. Trying to keep my cool, trying to keep my faith. Time to take no breaks. That's what they say. Gotta be more than just okay. Gotta win this race. I'm waking up late, trying to find my way, trying to keep my cool, trying to keep my faith. Time to take no breaks. That's what they say. Gotta be more than just okay. Gotta win this race.